Yeah, it's 2018. Yeah, so quite a while ago. But Kago put my sticker on his little skateboard, his penny board.
Nice.
So I felt, and tagged me on Twitter. So thanks. I appreciate that.
Skate till you die.
You are listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's
only chiptune radio.
There you go.
Station.
No, we're not a station. CGSF is the station.
Oh, radio show. Just program?
No, just radio. Chiptune. Broadcast is the tagline.
Broadcast.
If you want to get official, it's Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
Broadcast. You know, I've been guesting here for like 10 years. You think I'd know this by now?
Thank you. You're listening to selections of the Nier Automata soundtrack. We are currently on disc one. This is track two, Nokosarete Basho Shako, also known as
Abandoned Places. Oh, sorry, I thought you were reading
City,
off
City
the
Ruins, there. Rays of Light.
I thought you were looking at something else.
Yeah, no, I was looking at the Japanese to English, but then I'm going to go off of the official translations
I
here.
I like that one better. What's the Google Translate answer?
Abandoned Places, Oblique Light. Yeah, yeah. Rays of Light.
Yeah. It's better.
And then next up, we're going to play Forest City. If you haven't played Nier Automata, it's amazing. It's one of my favorite games. I really, really, really love it. It also has multiple endings, so it's kind of a game you... And they're kind of... I don't want to spoil it, but you have to... You go through the game and you beat it once, and then you go back and you play the game from the perspective of a different character in the same timeline.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there's multiple endings, and different endings give you different views of the characters, and the combat is super satisfying. If you want to ramp up the difficulty, I played it on normal and then easy because I wanted to just enjoy the story, but the hard mode is legitimately hard. It's like actually hard. It's like Ninja Gaiden level kind of hard. This is the official soundtrack. I got this in Akihabara for about $35. It was worth it.
So it's three
CD set. Yeah,
I paid $35 for a single CD.
Oh, for sure. I think the most I've ever paid was maybe like $60 for a CD. Yeah.
What CD was that?
It was a 4-disc set.
Oh, well, that's 4 CDs.
Yeah, it was Anthony Braxton.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, Ghost Trance Music was about $60. Yeah.
I paid $75 for a Lamont Young CD, which is
Lamont Young's
actually
amazing.
A good deal.
Lamont Young. Yeah. I think the most expensive record I've ever bought was 20 British pounds back in the day. It was a Sahib Shahab 2-disc set. Very good. Yeah, I've listened to that so much. Nier Automata, Yoko Taro, he also did Nier and Nier Replicant, and there's another one I can't remember, but the combat is so good, the philosophy on the game design, the graphics, the soundtrack is incredible, so good. And there's a really interesting part of the game where you'll go in and then you'll need to hack into certain machines, and then it transitions from this kind of 3D third person combat brawler, you know, arena gladiatorial style combat, to a bullet hell, like a shoot 'em up.
Mm.
Where it's like vertical, and then you've got all these bullets coming down, and then you have to shoot up like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nier Automata Shmup. They're called Shmups.
Shmups.
Yeah, shoot 'em ups.
Oh,
Shmups.
Shmup.
Yeah. I don't know if this disc has all of the 8-bit remixes. It may or may not, but we'll need to play some of those 8-bit remixes, because when you go into this, that's what it looks like there in the shmup section.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then the soundtrack transitions into 8-bit versions of the soundtrack. It's really, really cool. Yeah. But the official one is just the official, like, original scored stuff, and it is, the music system is also... adaptive, so depending on where you are in a boss fight or where you are in the level, the music will drop out or add certain tracks. So it's very immersive and interactive music. Really, really well done. This game, I cannot praise this game enough. 2017, if you haven't played, go play it. It's available on PS4. I think there's a PS5 version, and I think there may even be a PC version now, which is really good. But to get all the DLC as well,
President's Choice.
Yeah, that's right. Playing on my President's Choice computer. Also, remember to buy Canadian, just saying. Okay.
Playing on my pewter.
Thanks
for buying Japanese, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I bought a lot of Japanese stuff. For the first time in my life, I went over my exemption limit. Was it worth it? Oh, heck yes, it was.
Paycheck seppuku.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, shout out to Paycheck seppuku.
Oh, seppuku?
So when you see a double consonant in Japanese... You have to kind of do a little stop before it. So,
seppuku.
There you go.
There you go.
That was well done.
Thank you.
It has the little tsu. So if you see, yeah, Sapporo is another example. You could say Sapporo or you could say Sapporo.
Sapporo.
Yeah.
And you don't really say the U. It's like a silent.
Yeah, it's a glottal stop.
Yeah.
It's a glottal stop before a consonant. Yeah, good luck. Would highly recommend if you ever go to Japan, learn some Japanese beforehand.
Making out in Japanese.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll also
Pick that up.
Planet has a good travel phrase book as well too.
You know, Duolingo isn't a very good way.
No, Duolingo is great if you want to feel like you're learning a language, but the best way I can say to learn a language is throw yourself in a situation where you will be forced to use that language. Mm-hmm. Do not rely on your native language.
Like when I was in Russia. Oh my God, what a place.
Just use Russian. Go to Japan.
Just speak Russian in Japan.
It's interesting. In Hokkaido, it's very close to the Kuril Islands, which are contested between Russia and Japan. And you can see
Russian territory, or is it Japanese territory?
We're not going to get into that on this show. Let's do one more from disc one. Let's go to a beautiful song.
Thank you, Discogs.
Click, 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 click. Yeah,
shout out to Discogs.
Oh, Discogs is amazing.
I love Discogs.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. A beautiful song.
This is epic.
Yeah. We'll let this epicness play out. You're listening to Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
You got it.
Yeah, for
CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. Okay.
得られずとも。